Joanna Gaines, whose show that used to air on HGTV. What was the name of that show again?
Fixer Upper.
Oh, yeah, with Chip and Diane. Joanna. I just said her name is Joanna. Lord. Whoa, Despacito.
Despacito. A lot of kids like it. Real popular. Despacito.
God, you guys. So she is sharing in this Bride magazine the tackiest decor mistakes that everyone makes. I'm only going to have a time to go through a few of them, okay?
Okay.
Right off the bat, fake plants.
I'm looking at one right now.
Okay, I have a couple of fake plants in my house, but they're not, they're kind of mixed in with real plants. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they're far away so that you're not.
If they're far away.
Then you can't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're on a shelf, that type of thing.
Yeah, okay.
She says that's a mistake. Fake plants can stick out like a sore thumb and it's clear that they're definitely not real. I am finding that out with one particular plant of mine. What do you do? Plastic storage. Don't use plastic storage. And she means like visible plastic storage.
Okay, I was going to say, what about in the pantry where you have like some cereal in there or something? Is that okay?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, like the stuff that you could pour your cereal into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she means like, let's say cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have like 15 drawers and then that type of thing.
Yeah.
She said it just doesn't make sense.
Okay, all right.
Bold color walls are out. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Worst looking walls imaginable, she says. You don't want like a bright lime green.
This doesn't even, almost doesn't even sound like her verbiage though. Verbiage.
Oh, well, I'm not reading it word for word.
Like, I don't think she would say worst looking wall. She's so nice.
She's recalling a worst looking wall when she was a child.
Oh.
She and her family moved in.
Like a red accent wall or
blue
do it. Accent wall.
It's a lot easier to accessorize with color.
Okay.
But that's her style.
Kinda, yeah, it's kind of bland though. Don't you want to pop a color?
Yeah, but she thinks you should do that with art and pillows and things like that.
Not walls. Okay.
Not rugs. Yes.
Then she's saying it could be a little could overwhelm the space as opposed to accentuating the space.
Yes. Bookcase wallpaper.
Bookcase.
She's like, seriously, who are you trying to fool?
Oh. Okay, she's not like that. Donna's like that. Joanna's like, you know, here's
I'm
what we're
reading it
do
word for it. Seriously, comma, who are these people trying to fool? Question mark.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Matching the couch with the curtains.
Donna.
All right.
Be good.
Like,
literally good.
Matching a pattern in the curtains to a pattern on a chair. Don't do that. She also says, what are mandala tapestries?
Mandala tapestries?
Am I saying it right? Or am I...
Despacito.
Or am I doing despacito? She says, it's one thing if you share the philosophy. I guess this is, you know, based on a religion, this Eastern religion. Otherwise, don't do it. Don't do white rooms. She means all white, like all white couch, all white rug, curtains, walls, that stuff. Don't do weird lamps. You don't want your lamps having more arms than your plant has leaves.
Wait a minute. Hang on. We got to go back to the bookcase wallpaper. Now I'm on the site. Now I understand. I thought you meant like if you had like built-ins or something like that.
And putting wallpaper
like the peel and stick.
No, she means a fake.
It's bookcase. Wallpaper that is trying to look like it's a library.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Cliche art.
Oh.
She says, while it's perfectly normal to hang up art in the living room, she doesn't like when people go for like the most famous, iconic.
Pieces
of art. Hang on one second. Going to remove my mock off of Mona Lisa in the bedroom. Excuse me.
You know what she's talking like A Starry Night from Van Gogh, that type of thing.
Sure.
Mounted animal heads. She says, obviously, hunters do this quite a bit, but she has her own thoughts on the matter. Like,
oh, she's a pain in the ass.
Oh, jeez.
I kind of like the fake skulls. I like them a lot.
No, see, I feel like, I think Donna is coloring Joanna Gaines in a negative way.
I'm just
I don't like Joanna. I don't like hearing from Joanna Gaines through Donna Valentine. Because if you ever hear Joanna Gaines, she is like the softest, sweetest person who's always like, you know, here's something we could do here. Not like a blowhard who's like, oh, that's
okay,
the
this
worst.
Is what it says.
Seems
here we go.
Really judgy.
Futons. Okay, yeah. I'm going to read it in a nice voice.
Okay.
Unless you're between the age of 13 and 18 and, you know, frequently having friends over for slumber parties, a futon is no longer the way to go. By the time you've graduated from college...
She's not saying this.
...and you're out there in the real world, you should have enough funds to afford something a bit more elaborate than a futon. Suck it, Patterson.
These aren't her words. She didn't write this article. This is some cheeky sort of article that tried to spice up her words. Oh. I fake news.